The city of Brno is now considering whether or not to return a valuable architectural treasure to the children of the original owners. Last week, Radio Prague spoke with Daniela Hammer-Tugendhat, one of the three children of Grete and Franz Tugendhat, who commissioned the Villa Tugendhat, a functionalist family home designed by Mies van der Rohe. The villa is the Czech Republic's only 20th century UNESCO site, and the Tugendhat family, who were Jewish, lost possession of the house in the late 1930s, after only 8 years living there. Radio Prague's Ilja Marić spoke last week with Daniela Hammer-Tugendhat and asked her what she thought it would take to rebuild the historic house, if and when she and her siblings get it back.
I can't tell you about cost because one has to know very thoroughly what is needed. The point is, and this is a coincidence, that I'm an art historian and my husband is art historian, but he is also restorer and conservator. He worked for many, many years. He was the only, restorer here at the Office of Protection for Monuments for the whole of Austria. And now he is professor in Hildesheim. And he did so much work already on this house. I can understand perhaps that for the public it is strange the family comes now, so late. But in fact, we are about 16 or 17 years we are working for this house. But we have the impression that because that we don't own the house, we, it's just without any effect. And my husband made research work with his students on the surface of the house, on the outside, and he found that about 90% of the surface is the original is there. One has to restore it. And he organized with other universities, for instance with Vienna and with Litomichl and with Hildesheim, that all the original materials, metal, wood and stone, were researched. The problem now is that architects are needed, and this is okay, but they are no restorers, and they don't know about restoration.
So you're looking for a good restorer.
An object of this significance as a Tugendhat house needs a cooperation of different people. It's an interdisciplinary and international project. So you need architects, but you also need restorers from different fields.
I understand that you were in Brno this week with your brother and sister, is that right?
No, only with my sister. My brother is in Brazil, but he gave us a letter, and my sister read this letter by him. It more or less says that he thinks that this house was stolen by the Nazis and then confiscated by the communists, and that apparently the house is stolen. And the city now has the opportunity and the chance to somehow give this house back. And he was made honorary citizen by the city of Brno a few years ago. And he said in his letter that he is very proud to be this. Yeah, and he believes that the city, will be, now has a moral obligation to somehow to give this house back.
I understand that your brother is the oldest, I believe, right? So did he grow up in the villa?
Yes, my brother grew up in the villa. He was there the first 8 years of his life. I didn't. I was born in the emigration in Caracas in Venezuela. The family had to emigrate, and they first went to Switzerland. But 1941, they feared that Hitler will march in Switzerland, and then they emigrated to Venezuela, Caracas, where they stayed for 10 years, and then they went back to Switzerland again.
And now you live in Vienna, not so far away, which is kind of amazing.
Yes. I went to study in Vienna, and I stayed there, and I really like to live in Vienna.
When was the first time that you personally went to the villa?
I went to the villa 69 with my mother. In 69 and 1970, there were two international conferences organized by the Czech, especially by a Czech architect called František Kalibuda. And at that time, the house was kind of a children's hospital. And the architects got in contact with my mother, who lived in Switzerland at that time. And they tried to look that the house get open to the public, and that it would be renovated. This was the first time my mother went back in this house, and it was really very exciting, you know, because she saw so many people she knew, and she didn't know whether they were still alive and so on. And she went there, and I see her, you know, going in this big hall to the Onyx wall, and then, you know, she touched the Onyx wall, and she said, like a human being, she said, oh, I didn't think that I will ever see you again. And then she held a speech in Czech, and which is a very important document, because, you know, she knew so many things nobody knew anymore. And she was very interested in two things. First, that the villa should be open for the public, because it's such an important monument. And secondly, that it is really well restored. So then, unfortunately, she was killed by a car in the same at the end of 1970. So, you know, this process, you know, didn't continue. She wanted to write a book about the house with František Kalibota together. And she was willing to give all the information she has and to help, you know, for the restoration. So somehow I feel a bit like continuing what she couldn't do anymore, and I feel responsible for the house.
How do you feel when you're inside the house?
I love the house, and every time I go there, somehow I love it more. I think it's, for me, it is really the most beautiful house of modern architecture, and one of the most beautiful houses or rooms I know. That's why I think it is really worthwhile to restore it properly.
There'd be no temptation for you to live there if your family does in fact get it back?
No, not at all, no. I will never live there. For me, it is absolutely clear that this house is so important that it has to stay open for the public. This is absolutely clear.
When you were growing up, when you were a girl, did your parents talk about the house?
You know, my father died when I was 11 years old, so I never talked with him about the house because, you know, as a child, you are just not interested in such things. And then with my mother, I started talking when this whole process started, but then she was killed, and, you know, there was no talks anymore.
So when did you understand that your family had been responsible for this monument of 20th century architecture?
Of course, I realized it when I was at the beginning of 20, and I went with my mother to this house, and I saw it for the first time, and she went back after the war for the first time, but... You know, at that time, the living room, which is his main room, was, you know, in really quite a bad state. You know, all the windows, which were broken, you know, were in tiny windows, you know. And it gave you quite you didn't get a real impression. It's really, I mean, the renovation which they made in the 80s, you know, they did really good things and they did bad things. It was both. It was ambivalent.
Last question. You obviously have German from your parents and you speak great English. How's your Czech?
I don't speak one word of Czech, with the exception of some words. And I regret it. My husband now starts to learn Czech because he wants to be able to talk to the people there. But it's really, it's a very difficult language, as you know.